second. Perry, that was a great effort from your group. Maybe just take me through that one, obviously for the team, but for yourself as well. Boy, got to feel good to close out the homestand in that fashion.
Yeah, it's a huge win for us. Obviously, you know how tight the standings are right now, and to come away with the big 2 points there, it's huge for our group, and I'm really proud of how we played.
That was certainly one of your best games of the season. I don't know where you would rank it, but what was clicking for you in this game?
Yeah, I think just having the mindset that I got to be the hardest working guy on the ice every shift, and just keep my feet moving to be hard on pucks and just generate.
Yeah, I know you've been all over the ice. I mean, when we look at it tonight, but even in the past, I know the goal's probably not where you want them to be, but it feels like you're generating all over the place. I know that we've talked it on numerous occasions, but where do you feel like your game's at right now, especially after a night like this where you score a great goal and really a part of everything tonight?
I just think, you know, had a good start and kind of hit a little rough patch there with a little injury trouble, but my body's starting to feel good again. And yeah, I mean, I think my game's at a point where I just got to keep going every night and be an effective player for our group.
You beat Kamloops 6 out of 7 times this season. What's the key to success there?
Yeah, I think we just match up really well against them. Obviously, we know how highly skilled they are as a team and what kind of damage they can do if you give them time and space. But I think the way our team plays, we're really physical and doesn't seem like we're getting too much pushback from them, but they're obviously a very highly skilled team that can make you pay if you make any mistakes. So just limiting that and just being hard to play against.
And that's exactly what you're doing, and you're getting it from every single player. Like, I know that we've talked about this on numerous occasions with a bunch of different guests, but again, it's the ongoing theme is that literally every single person on your roster is giving your team solid minutes, and I feel like that's a pretty cool thing to see, and it's probably a lot of confidence within your group.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, to rely on your depth guys like that, it helps the guys that are playing those extra minutes to know that they're reliable out there, and obviously vice versa. When they get out there, they have confidence to make plays and make stuff happen and use their strengths to their advantage. So our group's clicking right now, and yeah, we just have such a tight room in there.
Your assessment on an 8-game road trip, is it something you look forward to? Is it part of, like, how does a player know that it's the biggest road trip of the season in terms of games? You're going to be away for 2 weeks. What's your approach? Do you enjoy it? Do you look to the challenge? Will you just be happy when it's over with?
Yeah, I mean, I love being on the road. Obviously, you grow to enjoy it here, playing here. You're always on the road and in the hotel with the guys. But, yeah, it's always a great time, especially when you have a tight group that loves being around each other. So, yeah, I really look forward to it. Obviously, the bus is one thing, but once it gets settled, it's really enjoyable with the guys.
And we're going to get on it very soon. So, Tarek, appreciate the time as always, and I guess we'll see you in a couple minutes as we head over to Kamloops. So appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you in a bit.
Tarek Parasak, appreciate his time as always here. That was in the PG office system post-game show. Okay, Hartley, let's